And while Seattle is one of the most liberal cities in America, thousands voted for Republican candidates in the last primary. So where are all these Republican Seattleites? KUOW's David Hyde and data reporter Abe Epton found a lot of them are concentrated in one city block near Amazon.
The most Republican block in Seattle is 116 North Fairview in South Lake Union.
Most Republican block. What do you mean by most Republican block?
Where the most Republicans voted in the presidential primary.
So raw numbers of voters.
Exactly.
What's there?
There's an enormous upscale retirement building called Mirabella on that block.
I'm here at Mirabella in South Lake Union in Seattle, and there's nothing here that would immediately make you think this was a particularly Republican block. There's no people wearing Donald Trump hats or Hillary for prison in 2016 t-shirts. I guess there's a Mercedes parked in the driveway, but I mean, that could be anybody. But I'm about to go inside and meet a couple of folks who are Republicans, the Capilottos.
We are at a very important, I didn't say critical, but we're at a very important place in our history in this country.
As Republicans who live on the most Republican block in deep blue Seattle, what do they think of the presidential candidates this year?
I'm rather disappointed in them.
Bob Capilotto worked for years in PR here in Washington State, mostly for political campaigns. His most memorable was an anti-union initiative that passed back in the 1960s. So why is he so disappointed with Donald Trump?
I'm offended sometimes by the way he talks to people. I don't like the way he puts people down. But I will say one thing for him. He speaks in American. He doesn't speak politically. And that's refreshing to a lot of people. That's where we are.
So who are the Capilottos going to vote for this year?
Right now, I would say that we would lean toward voting for Trump.
Dodi Capilotto agrees.
I think Trump is a very smart man. And if he should win, I feel confident that he would have very intelligent and knowledgeable people on his staff and in his cabinet. And I just wish he'd stop putting his foot in his mouth.
And what about Hillary Clinton?
I'm not as fond of Hillary. I'm not fond of either one, actually.
So that's two lukewarm votes for Donald Trump. But in Washington state races in the primary, the Capilottos actually voted for more Democrats than Republicans.
Why did we vote for them? Well, they were the most qualified, and that's what we need in the state.
So what's it like for them living in Mirabella, the most Republican block in true blue Seattle?
I'd say most of them would probably be Democrats.
Wait, what? This block has mostly Democrats? But our data reporter, Abe Epton, told me this is the most Republican block in Seattle.
Well, it's way more Republican than Seattle. It's only two-thirds Democrats. As a whole, Seattle had 15 times more Democrats than Republicans voting in the primary.
Okay, so in a nation increasingly divided between red and blue states, and in a city where residents are often accused of living in some sort of liberal bubble, people in both major parties live together here at Mirabella. And how do they get along?
We have very interesting discussions here. It's very civilized and so far.
Okay, that's the Republican view. What's it like for Democrats living here? How do they feel about living in a block that has more Republican voters than any block in Seattle?
Well, I just found that out. And since I found that out, I thought, well, you know, it's interesting. If I did think about it, I guess many people here would be Republican.
Marty Kuschmarek is a registered Democrat. And like most Democrats in Seattle, he's not a fan of Donald Trump.
I think he is just a personal aggrandizer. I actually don't think he has any real principles except how to make a name for himself and how to make money.
Pat Kuschmarek agrees.
I think that he cares about nobody on earth except Donald Trump. I think that he has no trouble, I'll just say, telling falsehoods or at least exaggerating the truth. And that he is erratic and just an unfit person to be president of anything, never mind the United States of America.
But Hillary Clinton,
she has a good head on her shoulders. She certainly has had more experience than almost any other person who's ever run for this office. You know, having her stint as First Lady, then being in the Senate, then being Secretary of State, I know that she has downsides, but don't we all?
So when it comes to politics, the Kushmeriks are pretty outspoken. But how well does everyone living here, all of these Republicans and all of these Democrats, get along at Mirabella? Do they ever talk about politics?
Only when you're with people that you are pretty sure share your opinion. And then we talk a lot.
But what about when you don't have politics in common?
We just avoid those kind of discussions. Everybody has to wake up on November 9th, and you still have to be friends and neighbors.
On the most Republican block in Seattle that also has a lot of Democrats, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.